For the last few days, we've been talking about procrastination and how to overcome it and then avoid it. And I've been sharing tips from my expert community. And so I'm going to do a little more of that today. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, your business success catalyst. So I asked my expert panel, putting off critical tasks for a later date can break a business. How do you fight procrastination? What's your number one favorite tip or technique? And I had 30 different tips, and I'm picking out a few of them to share with you here. So, Amanda Walls of Cherishable Weddings and Events tells us, schedule it as a meeting. She tells us, I look at my to-do list at the beginning of each week and schedule my tasks in my calendar as if they were a client meeting. I found that if I blocked out time in my calendar, it helped me in a couple of ways. First, it reminded me of what I had to do, so I never forgot to ask again. It also didn't give me an excuse that I didn't have the time. A more organized schedule ensures that I not only get all of my tasks accomplished, but I found that I have more free time for myself. Michelle Panzeloff of Tidy Tiger Solutions tells us, why wait? You can start right now. She goes on to say, stop waiting for yourself to feel motivated and inspired to take action. It's true, and I too have experienced it. We like to feel that we must be inspired before we act. But in reality, most times it's getting started that gets us more motivated to continue. Once you get started, one small task leads to another, and before you know it, some great progress can be made. And that will inspire you to keep going. So why wait? You can start now and stop procrastinating today. Danielle Bafardi of Penpoint Editorial Services tells us, keep an editorial calendar and stick to it. She says, in my line of work, this is imperative. I wouldn't be able to keep myself on track if it weren't for my editorial calendar. It houses everything that needs to be done each day, and I always include reminders on it so that I know when I have a bigger job coming up. I use Google Calendar because I like how it sends me reminder emails and text messages. But if you feel more comfortable holding a pen, then, by all means, print out a free calendar online and write things in the old-fashioned way. And Shanna Cassidy of Chaos Defeated tells us, use the 5-minute rule. This is one that I use. She shares, productivity guru David Allen of Getting Things Done book fame advocates a 2-minute rule. I find that a 5-minute rule works for most of my clients. If a task takes less than 5 minutes, do it right now instead of the amorphous later. Sometimes it takes less time to do it than it does to put it on your to-do list and set up a reminder, or deal with the ramifications of having forgotten about it. And Diane Quintana of DNQ Solutions tells us, rewards work. She goes on to say, critical tasks are just that critical and really should be not put off. I know that sometimes I just need a little extra motivation to push myself into action. Rewards work really well for me. I tell myself that if I'll just sit down and finish the task, then I may take some time to work on a hobby or put my feet up and read a non-work-related magazine or book. Perhaps I give myself a trip to the local manicurist. My reward depends on how critical the task is and how long I've avoided it. And lastly for today, Claire Kumar of Streamlife says, quick focus trick. She tells us, I sometimes find myself procrastinating when my mind is racing about a lengthy to-do list. What helps me focus and get started working on something is my daily practice of taking a half of an index card. It helps that it's a small piece of paper, and writing down the next 3 things that I'm going to work on. Thinking ahead to only 3 things helps me prioritize so the most important, not necessarily the most urgent, tasks get completed. And I get a sense of accomplishment knocking them off my list. So those are the tips for today from my expert panel. I'd love to hear what you do to overcome and avoid procrastination. When you hear these tips, remember, different tips are going to resonate with different